Discover that the thing you most need is to consistently be your best self. For example, one morning after class, a man came to me and asked if I would speak the word of supply for him, as he was sadly in need of money. He offered me a $5 bill with the remark, "Dear madam, that is half of every dollar I have in the world. I am in debt. My wife and child have not the proper clothing. In fact, I must have money." I explained to him that money is the symbol of differentiated substance. This substance fills all space. It is present for you right now, and it will manifest as the money you require. But, he questioned, it may come too late. I told him it could not come too late, because it is eternally present. He understood and received the uplift of my spoken word. I did not see the man again, but 6 months later I received a letter from him stating he was in New Orleans. He wrote, "I am well established here in my regular profession of photography. I own my home, have an automobile, and am generally prospering. Dear Mrs. Barrand, I want to thank you for lifting me out of the depths that day in New York. 3 days after I talked to you, a man whom I had not seen for years met me on the street. When I explained my situation, he loaned me the money to pay my bills and come down here. The enclosed check is to help you continue your wonderful work of teaching people how to mentally reach out and receive their never-failing supply. I would not take anything for my understanding as you have given it to me. God bless you." A feeling that greater possessions, no matter what kind, will of themselves bring contentment or happiness is a misunderstanding. No person, place, or thing can give you happiness. They may give you cause for happiness and a feeling of contentment, but the joy of living comes from within. Therefore, make the effort to obtain the things that you feel will bring you joy, provided your desires are in accord with the joy of living. It is also desired in this volume to suggest the possibilities in store for all who make persistent effort to understand the law of visualization and who apply this knowledge practically on whatever plane they may be. The word effort, as here employed, is not intended to convey the idea of strain. All study and meditation should be without strain or tension. It has been my endeavor to show that, by starting at the beginning of creative action, the mental picture, certain corresponding results are sure to follow. While the laws of the universe cannot be altered, they can be made to work under specific conditions, thereby producing results for individual advancement which cannot be obtained under the spontaneous workings of nature. However far the suggestions here given may carry you beyond your past experience, they nowhere break the continuity of the law of cause and effect. If, through these suggestions, anyone is brought to realize that his mind is a center through which all power there is operates, simply waiting to be directed in the one and only way through which it can take specific action, then the mission of this book is fulfilled. Try to remember that the picture you think, feel, and see is reflected into the universal mind, and by the natural law of reciprocal action must return to you in either spiritual or physical form. Knowledge of this law opens to you free access to all you may wish to possess or to be. This is true only for the individual who recognizes that he derives his power to make an abiding mental picture from the all-originating universal spirit of life, and who uses it constructively in harmony with that spirit. To ensure this, there must be no inversion of your thought regarding your relationship to the universal spirit, which is that of a child through whom the parent mind acts and reacts. Thus conditioned, whatever you think and feel yourself to be, the creative spirit is bound to reproduce in a corresponding reaction. This is the great reason for picturing yourself and your affairs as you wish them to be. Living in your picture, though it is invisible to the physical eye. An honest endeavor to do this, always remembering that your mind is a projection of the originating spirit, will prove that the best there is yours in all your ways. Genevieve Barrand, September 1921. Order of Visualization.